Dunlap, brother. South Lancaster, Massachusetts. October 28, 1890. Dear Brother Dunlap, I received your letter yesterday and will reply without delay. You state that your bill is $50. I wrote you November 30, 1889, that I would rent you the place for $175, and as I have heard nothing further from you about it, I supposed you had accepted of my offer. In your letter, you say that Brother Thomas pays $50 for his rent on the place, and that the money will help build a fence round the orchard, which would cost $75. After your labor is taken out for what you have done, there would be yet $75, my due, which you do not mention. I would ask you to please give me the particulars of this matter. I do not understand it. Will you specify more clearly that I may understand the matter? Cannot there be a fence without so much outlay of means? Cannot there be posts set and a wire fence for the present? I have had no income for the last 2 years from the sale of my books, and I am in a most disagreeable, cramped position, having to hire the means which I use and pay 7%. If I cannot have the rent money of the place to pay interest on the money invested, I must continue to hire. I am not so situated as to lay out more money on the place. If the place could now be sold without delay, I would sell for $2,800. Cannot the 20 acres that joins Brother Hagar be sold for $1,500? George Hutchings said he was offered $1,500 for it. I much need the money that is invested in that, and it is considered the best land in the valley. Will you talk with Mr. Paddock in regard to the fence? I esteem his judgment to be good. Was my hay an entire loss? These things worry me. Was this last year's crop a volunteer crop? If anyone wants to hire the place for $175, they can have it. I want no more renting it on shares as before, and I pay for baling hay, for cover for the hay, expense of about $50, and not a cent income to me. I think someone in the valley might have looked out for my interest. Certainly George Hutchings was not the man to do it, and Joe Hutchings has not done it. I thought I would see how I came out the last year. I am in want of money. I do not want the place on my hands, and I get nothing in return for it. Please tell me what I can do. I am in perplexity to know what to do. I have just read a copy of the letter I wrote you, saying that I would rent the place for $175, and that I would hire Brother Dunlap to set the trees and care for them, which would bring back money to him according to the amount of work done. You have not told me how much land you have put into fruit, how many trees you have put out. Have you put into orchard both of the 20s? Is the fencing to be on both 20s? Will not the tree you spoke of make the posts and a wire fence secure the trees at less cost to me? You see, the interest on $3,000 at 7% would be $210. I certainly ought to have the interest on the money invested, but I shall not get it at $175.